Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another For You Friday series. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve. Every single Friday, I like to get on and do a solo episode for you guys where I talk about topics that either you've asked me to talk about or that I've been thinking about talking about recently. And I feel like in the past few months, it's honestly been very easy for me to think of topics to talk about with you guys because I feel like I've been going through this I'm more part of like the fun healing journey now. I think if you've been listening to my podcast for the past year or so, you know that I kind of had a dip in the healing journey and in the self-love journey and kind of was struggling a little bit with just my personal life going on and everything, you know, life just happens to us sometimes. And so I feel like the past year I've kind of been having more of like healing on the downside episodes, and now I'm kind of getting more into like the fun, self-love, confident version of myself. And obviously my episodes are going to reflect where I'm currently at in life. And so recently my mental health journey has been a lot better than normal. Obviously I have days where I feel like the world is against me. I have days where I feel like people are against me. You know, we all have our moments. We all have those days and, you know, moments like that. And it's so normal to just wake up one day and not want to deal with anyone and not want to deal with anything, or to wake up and to have someone say something that upsets you or bothers you. And I definitely am guilty of, you know, letting someone ruin my morning or letting someone ruin a few hours of my day sometimes. And I feel like I'm kind of trying to take back my power and realize I am in control of my emotions. I am in control of how I want to perceive something, how I want to approach a situation, and I am in control of the path that I want to take. At the end of the day, it's not easy to kind of brush things off your shoulder and not care and control your thoughts. It's not something that you can wake up and decide, I'm going to control my thoughts from now on. It is something that you have to actively work towards and something where you have to be very mindful of what it is that you're giving your energy and your time to. And that is why I wanted to record today's episode, how to start feeling like the most confident version of yourself, because when you embody the most confident version of yourself and when you embody self-love and when you start to really love and appreciate who you really are, you start to kind of blur out background noise. People's opinions don't matter to you anymore. People don't make you feel any type of way anymore because you are confident in who you are. You know your value. You know the qualities that you have. You know what you bring to the table. You're already fully aware of how amazing you are. So when people tell you the opposite, it doesn't bother you because you already know the truth. You already know how you're perceived by yourself, and that's all that begins to matter. And in the past few months, I feel like I've really been embodying this super confident version of myself. I have moments or days where I'll make fun of myself or I'm not super happy about something about myself physically, mentally, or emotionally. But overall, I feel like I'm at a point in my life where I'm just extremely, extremely happy with who I am and what I bring to the table and all of that type of stuff. And that's why I wanted to make this episode, because I have been feeling like the most confident version of myself. And I know that it's only going to go up from here. And I know what it's like to be at that bottom and to be at that low point and to not feel happy with who you are, what you look like, what you're surrounded by. And I also know what it feels like to pull yourself out of that and to make the decision that I'm not going to feel this way anymore. Because sometimes we're put at such a low point where we're kind of just like, I don't want to ever feel this way again. And it kind of lights a fire under you where you're so afraid to feel that way again that you will do everything in your power to make sure that you don't get to that low point again. And I think I've hit that. I've 100% hit that in the past few months where I'm like, I don't want to feel that upset or depressed or anxious ever again in my life. And I will do everything in my power to make sure that I don't. So I wrote down some tips on what have helped me become the most confident version of myself, what has helped me learn my value and learn what makes me feel best. And I hope that you also kind of take mental notes on this or whatever it is that makes you feel best, because I want to make sure that you guys are also kind of following these tips in order to feel like your most confident self. So the first tip that I wrote down is make sure you are doing your daily affirmations. I'm sure you heard law of attraction and daily affirmations and talk good about yourself millions and millions of times, but how do I do it? How do I speak into existence? How do I do daily affirmations? A lot of the time people hear like speak into existence and they're like, I don't know how to do that. Like what does that mean? You have to fake it until you make it. You have to wake up every single morning and look in the mirror and say, I'm confident, I'm strong, I'm successful, I have clear skin, I have long, healthy hair, I have good grades in school, I work out every day and I love my body, I am in a healthy relationship, I have great friends, I have a supportive family. Say these things over and over and over again. Especially when you first wake up in the morning, because that's when you're like, I forgot the exact name, but that's when like your alpha waves in your brain are the most powerful. And so that's when like your body is processing the most amount of information. So as soon as you wake up in the morning, wake up and say those things over and over again. Even if you have a skin full of acne, wake up and tell yourself, my skin is clear. Even if you have short, dry hair, wake up and tell yourself, I have long, healthy, beautiful hair. Tell yourself things that aren't yet true, because when you speak these things, they happen to you. And I'm a big believer of Christ. I know that he is the creator of all. And if you're in that same boat where you are very religious or you're Christian and you don't really understand if manifesting is necessarily good or against the Bible, or you don't really know how to feel and you can't really develop an opinion on it, the one thing I say is you have to know who you're speaking to. Are you speaking to the universe and to the stars, or are you speaking to the universe, or are you speaking to God? Because God is the universe. If you are a Christian and you are telling God, God is not going to get mad at you for telling him, I am strong, I am successful, I am beautiful, because God made you those things. God made you beautiful. God wants you to be successful. God wants you to be happy. Obviously, his version of success and happiness might be different than what you have implanted in your mind right now. The more that you say, I'm successful, I'm happy, the more that will piece together in the way that he meant for it to piece together. And there's things out there that will make you happy and that will make you feel successful that you might not even know yet. I never knew I was gonna like podcasting or knew what a podcast was when I was in high school. And now it's something that makes me happy and makes me feel successful. It's like, these are things God has planned for us that we don't even really know yet. And we are like just touching the surface of it. But if you're kind of in that, you know, boat, because I kind of was like in that boat too, where I was like, is this something I should be doing? Is this something I'm allowed to be doing? But you have, everything is intentions. Everything with Christ is intentions. It's all in your heart, and it's your heart's intentions, and God sees your heart. God doesn't see the outer, he sees the inner. So daily affirmations and practicing that is so, so, so important, because the more you say things, the more they're true. If you're saying, oh, something else with a guy didn't work out, or let's say you start talking to a guy and you're like, this isn't going to work out. Of course it's not going to work out, because you're setting yourself up for failure. You're already putting it in the mindset, and whether you see it or not, and whether you like believe it or not, when you put that out there and you put that in your mind, you might deny this, but you act a different way. You act differently when you think something isn't going to work out. You don't reach your full potential when you think something isn't going to work out, because you think it's just going to be a waste of time to reveal that version of yourself or to put in effort or energy. Because at the end of the day, in your mind, it's already implanted that it's going to end and he's going to hurt you and it's not going to work out. And obviously, a lot of people do this so that they don't get disappointed. If I set low expectations or I set no expectations, I can't get disappointed. But it's like, stop letting the fear of being disappointed guide what you believe in and guide what you want to have, because then you're just living in fear and you're just living in the fear of like nothing's going to work out, and nothing will work out if you don't think that it will. We are the master of our minds, and you have to kind of sometimes get out of your head to see where you are and to be where your feet are. So just fake it until you make it. Wake up like the person that you want to be and start speaking into existence. You have to do this every single day. And it sounds so silly, but our minds are so powerful. You have to realize how powerful your mind is. It is the most powerful thing. It controls all of it. Your mind is so powerful. Your mind believes what you tell it. There's actually a scientific theory that if you are crying and upset and you look in the mirror and you start smiling, your brain gets tricked into thinking that you're happy because you're smiling over and over, and your brain associates smiling with happiness. So it kind of starts to trick your brain a little bit, and it's like, wait, am I happy? I think I might be happy. So you have to start speaking into existence, faking it until you make it. Wake up every morning and speak as if you are the girl you want to be. If you want to be kind, start using kindness right now. If you want to be compassionate, humble, hardworking, all these traits that you want to have, write it down. Write down the life that you want to live. Write down the qualities that you want to have. Write down what you want to look like, what you want to dress like, what you want to smell like, what books you read, what movies you watch, where do you go on your walks, where do you live, who do you surround yourself with, where do you travel to. Write down all these things. Get pictures to represent it. Create a vision board. I've done so many episodes on vision boards because I really feel like they're so powerful and important. But make sure you are practicing your daily affirmations. That is my first and one of the most important tips. My next tip, look good, feel good. Make sure you are investing the time, energy, and money into yourself, into what you look like. And this might come off like shallow to think about physical appearance. Absolutely not. You should wake up every morning and feel confident and beautiful in what you look like. You should be wearing things that make your body look good and that make you feel confident. You should be taking care of your skin. I've been really on like a skincare kick recently where I've been really focusing on what products I'm using. I've been doing red light therapy. I got a red light therapy mask from Target, which is just like you plug it in and then I think you can unplug it. I think the plug just charges it. I put it on, press a button, I do red light, which I think is about 15-20 minutes, and then I do the blue light for like another 15-20 minutes. Just good for acne scarring. Red light therapy has so many benefits. Red light therapy is absolutely the best. So I let that kind of soak up on my skin. Make sure you're focusing on your hygiene, you're brushing your teeth, you're flossing, you're using mouthwash. I just started to use coconut oil pulling. Which is basically kind of like a mouthwash. It's like to clean up your mouth and everything. So I'll put that in my mouth, swish it around, and then spit it out. And then I have a tongue scraper that I will also use to kind of like clean off all that. It sounds so gross, but like that's what good hygiene is. And then you brush your teeth and you're like ready for the day. So that's what it is to have good hygiene and to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, taking care of the inside of you, and it will reflect on the outside. Make sure that you're, you know, for me, I love like shaving, exfoliating, dry brushing. Dry brushing is so good to get the blood flow circulating in your body, moisturizing. I've been focusing on my hair care. I do a hair mask once a week. So once a week I will put in tea tree oil, argan oil, coconut oil, whatever it is. And I'll kind of do like the little scalp massager and then I keep it in overnight. So I'll put it in a bun and then I'll put on my little like silk sleeping bonnet and then I'll go to sleep and then I wake up in the morning and sometimes I'll even leave it in for a few hours depending what else I'm doing for the day. But hair care has been huge for me recently because I've been trying to grow my hair out and just make sure it's super healthy. And I love just having like a lot of volume and thick hair. And because I'm Middle Eastern, thank God I was, you know, born and raised with great hair. But just making sure I'm doing a hair mask once a week, washing my hair twice a week, really just taking care of my hair, putting in products that make it feel good and look good. And I just always want my hair to look good, you know, like I want, for me, if it's like a bad, like you could put me without makeup on, but I need my hair to look good. If my hair looks bad and I have the best makeup look in the world, it doesn't matter. Like I need my hair to look good all the time. And then something else that's been making me feel very confident is tanning. I've been self-tanning a lot. I use like the mousse and stuff because I'm way too scared to go into a bed. I've spray tanned before, but I just like using the mousse and like the little tanning oil drops. Tanning has made me feel so confident because seasonal depression is a real thing and I've definitely felt it. And whenever I start to get pale and it starts to get cold, I just start to get so much more insecure in the way that I look. And so I'm just really excited to kind of just like, so I get excited when it's self-tanning night. Normally self-tanning night is also hair mask night. So I'll do like the shaving, the dermablading my face, do my eyebrows, I'll do all of that. And then I'll put in the hair mask, I'll take a body shower, put on the self-tanner. And then when I wake up and I could just like rinse off the self-tan, take out the hair mask, blow dry my hair, I legit feel like a new person. I try to do that like once a week. It's the everything shower. Everything showers are so important where you just clean everything out and you just, you legit feel like a new person at the end of it. If you're a girl, you know how important everything showers are. So looking good and feeling good, make sure that you're moving your body because you want to take care of your body. And eating clean as well. I feel like I've been trying to eat a little bit cleaner. I've been trying to incorporate my morning drinks again and my morning rituals. For example, having sea moss gel in the morning, one spoon a day. Having beef bone broth with lemon and water in the morning. These are all just things that are good for your gut, your hormone, your thyroid. obviously, as a woman, it is so important to take care of that stuff. And when you start taking care of the inside of your body, it does reflect on the outside. Your skin will look better. Your hair will look better. Your body will look better. And you'll just will radiate a different type of glow. I've talked to so many guests on my podcast that take good care of themselves, and I see the glow within them. I see the fact that they're eating clean and that they're moving their bodies and that they're doing their skincare. And it inspires me and motivates me to want to do the same, because I'm in like that ugly period right now where I just like, my hair is oily, my skin is breaking out, I'm pale, I feel like I'm gaining weight. Like, you know, when you just don't feel like your most confident self, that's how I've been feeling recently. And I'm kind of like so excited to just start like taking care of myself again, take the everything shower and just like reset all of it, because I haven't been feeling like my prettiest physically. I've been feeling good about the way that I feel and my body and, you know, confidence just in general of who I am as a person. But I do definitely have an ugly period right now, which is very normal. We all go through this. Something else that has helped me look good, feel good, is focusing on your wardrobe, focusing on the things that you're wearing. This is so silly, but I've started wearing pajamas, like pajama sets. I got this like one super comfortable pajama set from Amazon, and it makes me feel better about myself. Like, I feel more put together. I feel prettier. Like, it might sound really ridiculous, but it's like, because it's just what you sleep in. But I also work from home, so like as I'm recording this episode, I'm wearing those pajamas as well, and it makes a difference. Like, I feel more productive. I feel more confident. And some people might be like, why do you need to feel confident when you're just at home? But you want to feel confident all the time. So I've gotten pajama sets. I've gotten really good like school staples, like jackets and sweaters and all that stuff, because I've kind of needed it. So I feel like showing up to school in something where I feel a little bit more put together, even if it's still sweatpants and a hoodie, as long as I feel more put together, I'm like okay with that. I love sweatpants and hoodies still. I will always love sweatpants and hoodies, and I always dress comfortable to school, but sometimes I just like to feel a little bit more put together even when I'm dressed comfortable. I like to have light makeup on. I like to have my hair fixed up. And then I like to wear something that like corresponds with each other. So developing a style and wearing things that make you feel good are so, so, so important. So make sure that you're taking care of yourself. Invest in your skincare, invest in your hair care, invest in your body. The best investment you're ever going to make is yourself. So make sure you are focusing on that. Okay, you guys, I'm very excited to announce today's sponsor. If you are looking for the holiday shopping and you need some help this holiday season, Uncommon Goods is the place to go. It is your secret weapon for this holiday season. I was browsing through their website for hours the other day because there's just so many different options that you can get for your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your best friend, your cousin, your aunt, your uncle, your grandma, your grandpa, anyone that you can imagine. Uncommon Goods is here to make your holiday shopping stress-free by scouring the globe for the most remarkable and truly unique gifts for everyone on your list. Whether you're shopping for your Secret Santa or your entire family, Uncommon Goods knows exactly what they want. I actually just ordered such a cute little kitchen set for my mom, and the thing I'm most excited for is the olive oil dispenser. We're Middle Eastern, so we put olive oil on everything. We love our olive oil. And she's just been using like the one that she buys at the store. And I'm like, absolutely not. We are not doing that anymore. We're getting one that's gonna look good in the kitchen, but also be convenient to use. My personal favorite thing about Uncommon Goods is that when you shop, you are also shopping small. You're supporting artists and independent businesses. A lot of these fine products are made in small batches, so make sure you shop them before they sell out this holiday season. I will link down below the olive oil dispenser I got for my mom because it is beautiful and will look so good in your kitchen. And something super cool about Uncommon Goods is that every time you purchase something at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've already donated more than $2.5 million to date, which is so insane. And I'm so excited that they decided to sponsor today's episode during the holiday seasons. I could have not picked a better sponsor for you guys to start shopping for the holiday season. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/fromeve. That's uncommongoods.com/fromeve for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. I will link it in the description below. Before we continue into the episode, you know I have to talk about my best friends at Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest helps me to keep my stomach and my freezer full by delivering my favorite fruit and veggie packed meals right to my door. I've been obsessed with their harvest bowls. You just put a little bit of water, put it in the microwave, and then I mix it up and I eat it, and it leaves me feeling so full, and I just ate something clean, which is also my favorite. Something I struggle with is getting protein in after the gym, because I'm normally in class or work all day, and then I go to the gym straight from there, and when I get home, I'm starving, and I don't have enough time to make a meal because I've just been so busy all day. So it's so nice to be able to have so many options where I can pick my protein, make sure I'm getting the nutrients that I need, but also enjoying my meal and not having to clean up a mess. Their Forager Bowl is definitely my favorite, and I've also loved their smoothies as well because it's so easy to blend. You put it back in the cup, stick a straw in it, and you are set, and you can go wherever you want. I love making these before class or before the gym. I know we're all super busy, which is why I'm so excited to be working with Daily Harvest, because as much as we want to eat clean and make sure we're feeling good after we eat, we don't have the time for it. We don't have the time to do the grocery shopping and the prep and the cooking and the cleanup, and it's just too much. Get the best of both worlds with Daily Harvest. Go to dailyharvest.com/fromeve to get up to $65 off your first box. That's dailyharvest.com/fromeve for up to $65 off your first box. It's $65, guys. I will link it in the description below. dailyharvest.com/fromeve. Let's continue with the episode. The next tip that I have, and this is honestly one of my favorite tips, make sure that you love the space that you're in. Make sure you love the environment that you're in. Make sure you're in a space that you're excited to wake up to every morning. So this past week, I just felt like my room was claustrophobic. I felt like my closet was messy. My dresser drawers were messy. I have a few closets in my hallway with like dresses and hoodies. Those were messy. My bathroom, everything felt like a mess. My office, my bathroom, my bedroom, my closet, everything. And when my space feels like a mess, my brain feels like a mess. I genuinely feel claustrophobic when my space is messy. Focusing on having a clean room is just so important. The space that you're in most should constantly be clean and organized. So actually this past week, like I said, I've been feeling so claustrophobic in my room. It was filled with like all these returns I had to do, and it was just a mess. Like my bedding was a mess, everything. I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so unhappy in the space. I feel claustrophobic. It was just the worst. And then last Saturday night, I was home. I was like, you know what? I'm doing a whole reset. I took everything out of my closet. I installed a new clothing rod in my closet because I needed more space for my jeans. I took everything out of my closet, everything out of my dressers, put my sheets in the laundry. I was like, that's it. I'm resetting. No more of this like feeling negative in my space. And then something went wrong with the clothing rod and I couldn't end up cleaning it. And I was like, this is the worst thing ever. So I had to wake up Sunday morning to a messy room. Waking up Sunday morning at 7:30 to get ready for church and having a messy room might be, it's not for the week. It's not for the week. I was emotionally and mentally and physically just angry. I was like, waking up in a space like this genuinely makes me upset and angry. And so I remember just like that whole Sunday I was out and about, like I wasn't home all day and even all night. I don't think I ended up getting home till 9:30 p.m. So I spent the whole day and night out. And I remember getting home at 9:30 and just seeing that. And I was like, you know what? Maybe tomorrow I'll be able to clean this. But Monday I have classes all day from like 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. So I was like, okay, I can't clean this on Monday. So I was like, I have to just kind of grind it out right now. And that Sunday night, I cleaned out everything. I did the closets. I did my dresser. It took me a few hours. But like when I put my sheets in the dryer and put them back on my bed, it felt like I had new bedding. I vacuumed everything. I put everything away in my closet. I cleaned my office, like vanity area. I cleaned my bathroom. I did the hallway closets. I did everything. And when I organized my office space and my bathroom and I made sure I like did my bedding and did my closet and my dresser, and then I took a shower and I went into bed, it was the best sleep of my life. And then I woke up and I was like, this is the best morning ever. Even though I was waking at 7:30 for a class, this whole past week, I've felt so great waking up because I've just felt so good waking up because I'm like, I'm in a clean space. I know where everything is. I put everything away right away. And that's just the best feeling ever. And it makes you be more productive. It makes you have more time to get other things done. It's so, so important to make sure that you are cleaning the space that you're in. Even your car. Like I went for a car wash the other day where they like vacuumed and cleaned the inside of my car. And it makes a difference for them to clean your car and to just like take care of the space that you're in. Like it is so important. You have to love the space that you're in, or else you're not going to want to do any work in it. The next tip I have is make sure you're taking care of the inner you. So like we talked about before, eating clean, but there's other things that you can do to also make sure you're taking care of the inner you. Make sure you're getting enough sleep. kind of talking about like having a space that you love, I feel like my night routines and my sleeps are just a lot more peaceful when I'm in a clean space. My room is clean. My bed is made. Investing in good bedding was the best decision I ever made. I never was like super comfortable with the bedding that I was in. And once I invested in like a linen duvet and a really nice comforter and great pillows, like I fully did the whole thing, mattress toppers, sheets, everything. Once I had invested in that, and like my bed was a lot fluffier and cleaner, I'm not kidding, my sleeps got so much better. Getting enough sleep is so important. So make sure that you're trying to sleep around the same time every night and waking up a little bit earlier every morning. I was like really struggling with sleep a few months ago, but this past month I've been sleeping before like 12. Like I sleep anywhere from like 10:30 to 11:30. And then I wake up anywhere from like 7 to 9 just naturally. Some days, like, I'll sleep in, obviously, if I end up going out, I'll sleep in a little bit, but, like, my sleeping schedule has been so much better the past month, and it makes such a difference in my day. I have so much more energy throughout the days. I'm not getting as many headaches. I just feel like I'm in a more positive, happy mood when I'm getting enough sleep. So getting enough sleep is so important. Hot girl walks, and not just even for the movement part, but just, like, listening to a podcast on your hot girl walk, so, so, so important. Working out, these are all things to take care of inner you. So make sure you're getting enough sleep, eating clean, moving your body. Moving your body makes such a difference. And if you're someone where you're like, I just don't like working out, or I'm just so lazy, or I want to do all the mental things without the physical things, they go hand in hand. You know, they go hand in hand. You kind of have to do both. So make sure that you're taking care of the inside of yourself just as much as you're doing the skincare and the hair care and the red light therapy and the makeup and all that stuff and the wardrobe, just as much as you're doing all that, you also need to balance it out with the sweaty girl that's putting in the work and going to the gym and going on walks and eating clean. Like, you need to balance it out. My next tip is working out your mind. So this kind of ties in again with taking care of inner you, but make sure that you are taking care of your emotional and mental being as well as your physical. How do I do that? Journaling, meditating, breathing exercises, self-help books, podcasts, influencers that make you feel motivated. Something I've been obsessed with recently is just other influencers on my feed, and like watching them do their thing makes me motivated to do my thing. So I've just been so obsessed with TikTokers or Instagram influencers who are waking up every morning and going to the gym and going grocery shopping and cooking because they're doing things that I also want to do. They're giving me inspiration. They're motivating me. So I've been obsessed with just gaining inspiration and motivation. And just even you listening to this podcast right now, you're working out your mind. You're gaining things that are going to help you become a better version of yourself. And that is so important. I've been obsessed with self-help books. My current favorite is The Mountain Is You by Brianna Wiest. And I'm going to actually I've done like episodes on that book before, and there's just always more knowledge that I grab, because I feel like self-sabotage has been something I've been wanting to talk about recently. Because I think a lot of the time when we do embody this self-love journey and when we do embody the most confident version of ourselves, sometimes some self-sabotage kicks in where we're kind of like, do I deserve this? Do I actually want this? Etc. And so I'm ready to kind of just like talk about that with you guys. I think maybe in the next episode we'll talk about some things that I've learned from my self-help books. Atomic Habits is a great self-help book. There's just so many, and reading and just learning that knowledge and taking notes as you read. And same thing with podcasts. When I listen to a good podcast, I always take notes on it to just kind of like remember and take tips. So it's so important to make sure that you're working out your mind. Journaling is something that I lack, but also I'm really good at. I always loved journaling. I journaled since I was a little girl, and like I still have my journals from when I was super young. And just writing out the things that stress you out, like more so when I was like in the lower part of my healing journey, I was journaling a lot more about things that were like negative and sad and stuff. And now my journaling is kind of more like a manifestation journal. I have one actually from Amazon. I'll link it down below. As I'm talking about all this, I want to make a whole Amazon storefront for you guys about everything I talked about in today's episode. The journal, the self-help books, the skincare, the red light therapy, the sea moss gel, everything that I talked about in today's episode, I'm going to actually make a whole Amazon storefront for, so that if you are interested and are intrigued by any of it, you can go to the link in the description and you can shop for it yourself. Because I do get a lot of DMs from you guys sometimes saying like, where's that from and where's this from? So I will make sure to link that for you guys in the description below. But self-help books are just a great way. And breathing exercises and meditating is something I kind of like had to ease into, because I've always just been like a super on-the-go anxious person. But recently I have started to meditate a lot more and just do breathing exercises. Joe Dispenza meditations have been absolutely amazing. Just sitting there and just like being where your feet are and breathing and just taking in deep breaths, exhaling all the negative energy, inhaling all the positive and exhaling the negative. It's just amazing. And it reminds you where you are in this moment. It reminds you to stay with that version of yourself. I always say like, the version you have of yourself today is not the version you're going to have of yourself tomorrow. So like spend time with her, love her, appreciate her. And I feel like when I meditate and like take the time to just breathe and like be where I am, I'm able to appreciate that version of myself. So I think that is so, so important. The next and last tip that I have is to put yourself first. You can be selfish. It is not selfish to put yourself first. You cannot fill from an empty cup. And I think a lot of the time that is something that we do is we try to fill up other people's cups and we try to love people when we don't even have our own cup fill. And now all of a sudden we're in the negatives because we're already filling from an empty cup. Learn to say no to people. Learn to say, hey, I want to be alone today. Learn to say, I don't feel like going out tonight. If your friends are like, let's go out Saturday night and you just don't want to, you don't have to have a reason. And I also understand being the friend that wants their friend out and is like, come out, come out, come out. I want to have you there. And obviously it's great because, you know, your company makes someone else happy. Your presence makes someone else happy. And I love that. And I love going out with my friends. But sometimes I just have nights where I'm like, I want to stay in tonight. I don't want to drink tonight. I want to do this tonight. And obviously the right friends will be like, okay, I understand why she wants to be home tonight. Or I don't understand why she wants to be home tonight, but I'm going to respect it. And I'm going to let her say no because she wants to say no. And if she changes her mind, great. I've been both friends. I've been the friend that's like, I really want you to come out tonight. Please, please, please. And then I've been the friend that's like, I'm staying in tonight. So like, I totally understand. I've been both, but you have to learn to say no. If you don't want to do something, you don't do it. And a lot of the time, like a lot of people that try to force you to go out and like force you to come out on nights that you just want to stay in, they don't really like enjoy their own company. So they don't understand how you can enjoy yours. So they might think like, oh, she's probably going through something, but you're like, no, I'm actually going to really enjoy my night just being by myself. So like, I totally understand that. I'm a mix of both. I love doing both. When you start loving yourself, you start to enjoy your own company. You no longer feel the need to prove anything to anyone or to prove that you're fun or to prove that you're this or prove that you're that. When you love yourself and you love who you are and the way that you are, you learn to say no and you don't care about proving anything to anyone. Something else too, when it comes to putting your mental health first, is if you're in a situation that's upsetting you, if it's not going to matter tomorrow morning when you wake up, don't waste your breath on it right now. That's something that I've really been putting into my routine is like if someone says or does something that bothers me, I'll like go right at them right away and confront it. But I've been trying to kind of learn to be like, okay, wait, in my head, is this going to bother me tomorrow morning? When I get a good night's sleep and if I wake up, is it going to bother me? If the answer is yes, I say something in that moment. If the answer is no, after I've thought about it, it's like, okay, I'm not wasting my breath and my energy on it. Because when we waste our like energy on things, I don't think we realize how much people can drain our energy and how much situations can drain our energy. And it honestly becomes crazy when you spend a lifetime trying to navigate a language that you don't speak. You know, it's like if you can't understand someone else's perspective, don't try to waste your energy, your time, and your effort and your emotions trying to figure it out because you will never figure it out. You will never be in their brain. I hope this episode helped you guys to kind of want to embody the most confident version of yourself. I've been wanting to create this episode and I'm so excited that I recorded it for you guys today. Make sure you guys check out Daily Harvest and Uncommon Goods in the description below. I honestly love both of those sponsors so much and I'd be talking about them regardless. And Uncommon Goods has just been so great for the holiday season and Daily Harvest is just the best for when you're feeling busy. So definitely don't miss out on those offers below. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. I want to thank you so much for your constant love and support. I hope you have an amazing and safe weekend, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye. Mwah.